Exclusive, Ben Carson, Child Abuse to Prey on Children's Curiosity with Transgender Ideology. By Robert Krajcik on February 26, 2021. Dr. Ben Carson, a retired pediatric neurosurgeon, described the pushing of left-wing transgender ideology upon children as child abuse on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Democrats and the broader left regularly frame human sexual dimorphism as an arbitrary social construct. Marlowe recalled Thursday's confirmation hearing for Dr. Rachel Levine, a man who describes himself as a woman. "We're being told it's scientific to allow children to change their genders, either with treatments or with surgeries," Marlowe said. "This is not science. It's so far beyond it, but give me your sense of someone who's lived his life as a scientific person." Carson replied, "Well, I think they have completely neglected biology. Biology tells us that there are males and there are females. And there's a reason for that, and we also know that the human brain is an incredibly complex organ and it's not fully developed until your mid to late 20s. So why would you be asking a pre-adolescent about these complex issues?" Carson asked. "Why would we even be complicating their lives? Children are curious by nature, and of course they're going to ask questions and explore things. That doesn't mean that they want to change their sex. And to confuse them in that way, I think, is child abuse. It certainly has nothing to do with science. These radical things are actually going to ruin people's lives long term. Listen." On Thursday, Levine refused to reject transgender medical treatment for children when invited to do so by Senator Rand Paul, RKY. "Such medical practices include drugs that obstruct puberty and sexual development and surgical mutilation of genitals." Marlowe asked about left-wing political censorship related to the left's rejection of human biology. "It seems like this is one issue where people are just not being vocal enough," Marlowe remarked, "and if you are vocal, your book gets canceled. You get thrown off of social media. You can't say a man is a man or a woman is a woman, or else you're risking cancellation. What are we going wrong here in terms of our activism?" Carson highlighted the value of courage. He replied, "Well, you know, it's in our national anthem and the last line of the first stanza. It says, 'The land of the free and the home of the brave.' You cannot be the land of the free if you're not the home of the brave. You've got to be willing to stand up." He went on, "Maybe there are some consequences, so what? There were consequences for our founders, but if they weren't willing to accept those consequences, we would still be under British rule. So stop being chickens, and get out there and fight for what we believe in. If we just allow them to have a platform and to dictate everything without resistance, then they win. If they win, not only does the country lose, but the world loses." Carson concluded, "Because people forget what the world was like before the United States was on the stage. A bunch of despotic leaders who just trampled on anybody that they could. It will go right back to that, I guarantee you."